for tapes, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from Sexant Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Right, P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Thursday evening, March the 25th, 1993. First service of the Spring Family Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. This is tape one of two tapes of the evening service.
Of the law. Therefore I speak to the apprehended at this moment. Yea, to those that have been apprehended to a purpose, saith the law. Yea, I tell you this, to you that have been apprehended, I shall never leave you without instruction, saith the law. Yea, for in the drought I shall send a prophet. Yea, and he shall raise a prophetic voice that will make plain the path, saith the law. Yea, I have not called thee into a state of confusion. Yea, but I have called thee into a way of knowledge. Yea, into a path of righteousness. Yea, that will lead you from glory to glory. Yea, from faith to faith, from strength to strength shall you go. I saith the Lord, thou God. Yea, and if thou dost go, I shall be with thee. For I have called thee, and you are mine, saith the Lord. You are the sheep of my pasture, I am the good shepherd. Yea, and the good shepherd is he who will give his life for his sheep, saith the Lord. Yea, I have not called thee to be lions or tigers. Yea, but I have called thee to be sheep. Yea, for know that I lead a flock, I do not lead a herd. Yea, saith the Lord, and you are the sheep of my flock, saith the Lord. Yea, I have bestowed upon thee much love. Yea, and thou hast known what it is to be a recipient of the love of your God, saith the Lord. Yea, I have begun a good work in you, saith the Lord. Yea, and if you will just be still. Yea, if you will just listen, you'll hear a small, still voice. Yea. And you will know that the Spirit of the Almighty is working in you even now. I shall not cease to bring you to perfection, yea, until the kingdoms of this world become the kingdoms of your Lord and of his Christ, saith the Lord. Yea, be not dismayed and be not discouraged. Yea, for I shall raise you up and make Joshua's out of. Yea, I shall raise thee up and in such a stature that none can stand before you, saith the Lord thou God. Yea, thou shalt go over and not go under. Ye shall be overcomers and not overcome, saith the Lord thou God. Yea, for I speak. Yea, and who is he that will gainsay my words? The Lord. Yea, know that I watch over thee with a careful eye, saith the Lord. Yea, I give you slack to there, to the left, or to the right. Know that I am not a hard taskmaster, but my eye is ever upon you. And I challenge you to walk before me in perfection. Yea, for the Lord thou God shall do great things in your midst and among you, saith the Lord. Yea, the day is far gone, that it shall be status quo, saith the Lord. But every day is a new day now, saith the Lord. Yea, it is a new day that the Lord hath made, and new things are transpiring. Yea, I know that the Lord has raised thee up to be conquerors and more than a conqueror. Yea, for the Lord speaks, and his people listen. Yea, and as you listen, you shall be made strong. Deep calls to deep, and you know of an assurance that you're in the presence of the Almighty. And the voice that you hear is a voice, is a word of the Lord. The voice of the prophet and the word of the Lord comes unto you. Yea, saying, set your house in order. Yea, make haste and make ready. Yea, for a great urgency falls upon the church of the living God. Yea, it is urgent, necessary. Yea, that thou put aside all the weights and sin that would so easily beset you and hinder you, saith the Lord thou God, and run now with patience a race that is set before you, continually fasting your eyes upon Jesus. Yea, and thou shalt surely be successful, saith the Lord. And the success is not so necessarily yours as it is mine, saith the Lord. I tell you now, if you have fled for refuge underneath the everlasting blood covenant of your blessed Lord, you are no longer on trial. If there is any dispute, the power of his blood is being disputed, saith the Lord. Yea, and that would be a serious thing indeed. Yea, therefore read and cherish and listen to the word of God, and cherish every word, every syllable. For in this you live and move and have your being. Yea, and I shall cause thee to prosper. Yea, and I shall give you many days in the land of the living. Yea, and I shall gather you unto my bosom, that where I am, there you may be also, saith the Lord. And you shall forever be with me. Yea, and I shall keep thee in a secure place. Yea, I shall keep thee under the shadow of the Almighty, and ye shall not perish, nay, but ye shall live and not die, saith the Lord. Yea, hear, O my people, it is a day now of rejoicing, yea, a day of worshiping the Lord, a day of giving him praise, for you have come from many sections, yea, and from all walks of life, my people have come. Yea, and they shall continue to come. But I tell you now that it is only to you only a beginning. For it shall increase and increase. Have you not read of the increase of my government and peace? There shall come no end, I saith the Lord. I am ever with thee. I am ever bringing you toward Zion, saith the Lord. Yea, until that blessed day that you stand in the fullness of the stature of him who hath called you into glory. Saith the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can shout now. I don't think it's going to get no better than that. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Glory to the Lord.
Glory to God. Hallelujah, Lord.
As Brother Bill was leading us in that song, Move with the Cloud. I couldn't help but think about Israel back in the wilderness there, Israel at rest at night, and the watchmen, those that were appointed as watchmen were watching. Sometime way in the night, that power begins to rise.
Yes, hallelujah.
And the word goes down the line, tell the bugler to sound the alarm.
Hallelujah.
God, and the bugler picks up the trumpet to his lips, and he makes a sound, God is rising.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And here comes Simeon and Gad from the south side, falls in behind the tabernacle. Then from the north comes the tribes that rotate, falls in line, and they begin the procession. God is moving them on. Josephus said they stretched out 12 miles of glory, and the cloud of fire overshadowing them by night, and the cloud by day, in the presence of God. If you don't move with the cloud moves, and then there's no rock. That rock falleth them, Paul said. Hallelujah. And there's no air conditioning. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. And you can be stubborn and not move, but you have to pay the consequences. Yeah. Hey, that's great, isn't it? Praise the Lord. I don't. Bless the Lord. Oh,
hallelujah.
My soul.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you,
hallelujah.
Lord. Glory to the Lord.
Glory to God. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord.
When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dreamed. Then was our mouths filled with laughter and our tongues with singing. Then said they among the heathen, the Lord's done great things for them. The Lord hath done great things for us, whereof we are glad. Turn again our captivity, O Lord, as the streams of the south. He that soweth in fear shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubt this cup again, bringing his sheaves with him. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Oh, blessed be the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side, may Israel now say, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side when men rose up against us, they had swallowed us up quick when their wrath was kindled against us. Then had the streams overwhelmed us, the waters had gone over, and the proud waters had passed over our soul. But thanks be to God. He didn't give us a prey to their teeth. Our soul has escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowler.
Yes.
The snare is broken and we are escaped. Our help cometh from the Lord that made heaven and earth.
Glory
to God forever. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. God is moving us on. He is leading the way. A way we have never been before. There are mountains to climb, there are valleys to cross, but before us there is an open door. Out of Zion shall come a deliverance, a deliverance, a deliverance. Out of Zion shall come a deliverance. Oh, my people, rejoice.
Has been a songstress in the house of the Lord here for several years and in other places. Many of you know her from other places besides here, and she's been a blessing here and a blessing to us, and we've traveled a little with her. She's traveled a little with us around to different places and ministered. She's a songstress in the house of the Lord and a minister in the house of the Lord. And we're just glad to have her back home for this weekend. And she'll be ministering in one of the services before the camp meeting is over. But I want her to say hello to all everybody that she hasn't got to greet yet, like the coffee's back here. And well, I think that Millie has got to minister to her already. Linda? Yes, ma'am. Are you going...
Okay, I would just... I won't try then to tell you what to sing. I'll shut up.
It's really good to be back at Lake Hamilton again. It's been a while. Too long. It's been too long for me, too. And it's just really fun to come into the camp meeting and feel the expectation that everybody has. And knowing that God is going to do something good this weekend. Amen? He's going to do something good. There's a song I've sung here many, many times. Some of you are new and maybe you haven't heard it before. But it's a song about how God calls us out of Babylon. Amen. One day the Savior to me he whispered, "Child, I want you out of Babylon." Then he led me, said, "You better get ready, for I'm giving you a chance to travel on. If from God's order I now should wander, where could I go, Lord? Where could I go? I know that Babylon surely don't want me, for too many things about her now I know. I guess the world would take me back, but I'm glad I'm off that track, for I've had enough of sin, and I love this peace within. So keep me, Jesus, here in your order. For if I should leave you now, where could I go? At first I worried, grew so discouraged, and the devil said, the goal you'll never make. But Jesus told me that his words would hold me, but the bitter with the sweet I'd have to take. If from God's order I now should wander, where could I go, Lord? Where could I go? I know that Babylon surely don't want me, for too many things about her now I know. I guess the world would take me back, but I'm glad I'm off that track, for I've had enough of sin, and I love this peace within. So I could leave you now, where could I go? After 20 years, I can still miss it here. Now I'm contented, for the Lord is in it, and I have a peace I never had before. Now that I know him, I intend to show him that at last all my wandering days are o'er. Now you sing it with me. If from God's order I now should wander, where could I go, Lord? Where could I go? I know that Babylon surely don't want me, for too many things about her now I know. I guess the world would take me back, but I'm glad I'm off that track, for I've had enough of sin, and I love this peace within. So keep me, Jesus, here in your order, for if I should leave you now, where could I go? For if I should leave you now, where could I go? Amen. And I just want to say tonight, not only is it good to be here with all of you, But Lake Hamilton Bible Camp has a real special place in my heart. And I know most of us that have come here to minister at one time or another. It's had a special place in our heart. And all the time I've been gone, every time camp meeting would come, no matter where I'd be, Brother Glenn, I'd be figuring it out, well, 7 hours earlier, and they're just having breakfast now. And I wonder who's preaching this morning. And though I might have been on the other side of the world, I was always wondering what was going on here. And I'm really thankful personally for what the Lord has done for me here. If you'd talked to some of the folks that were around here the first time I came in the door, they'd laugh if they told you, you know, how it went the first few times. But I found out that when Jesus said that he came to set the captive free, that's exactly what he meant. He didn't come only to forgive us our sins, although that in itself, that is the difference between life and death. But I'll tell you, he not only came to give us a forgiveness of sins, but he came to set us free from absolutely everything that ever oppressed us, ever will oppress us, ever would like to oppress us. Amen. We don't have to go around in defeat. We can go around being the overcomers that Jesus has called us to be. Amen. And I'm thankful tonight that when I was groveling around in the dirt trying to be a victorious Christian, that Jesus came down and really, really set me free. Amen. And it's been my privilege to minister what God has put within me. I didn't really look for that. But, you know, when you lay hands on somebody and they, they make a fist and tell you they're going to kill you or they hate you or they get down and they slither on the floor like a snake, you know, you've got to do something. You just can't let that go by. And there have been a few experiences like that in the last while. But there would have been a time I would have headed for the door. But, you know, the Scripture tells us that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And we sang it tonight that we can go preach saying the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And so I am so thankful personally what I've received right here on these campgrounds. And the Lord has been gracious and I've been able to begin to minister it in some far-flung places from here. Amen. God's doing good things all over the world. Praise the Lord. There's people all over the world just like you here tonight. Amen. People that are hungry for God and looking for His appearing. Amen.
Brother Larry Bloomquist, we've been down and ministered in their group, and he's been here to camp meeting before. And they've come back to be with us this weekend, and he'll be ministering a couple of times probably before you all leave here. And I'm going to ask him to come and greet you here for, what will I give you, 20 minutes?
Well, praise the Lord. It is good to be here with you, and we always enjoy coming to Camp Lake Hamilton. And that, the Lord has a way of speaking to us and whether we can really enjoy the whole counsel of God.
Amen.
And we can't enjoy His whole counsel if we are bound up with fear and tradition and besetting sins and religion and many, many number of things. And so, it's good to hear the whole counsel of the Lord. Jane and I are really blessed, and because this ministry has, I know it's set me a few paces ahead. That I'm a pastor, and that we minister not only in church but other places as well, and I knew within that I had a need. And that we can stand behind the pulpit or before the microphone and we can travel and we can have our name, printed or in lights or whatever. And somehow or another we can get sort of a mistaken notion that you know, we're God's man, and that you know, all we do is move in His might and in His power, and that we really don't have needs ourselves. I discovered I had a need. And you know, the Lord always gives us that opportunity to take care of that need. He gives us many, many opportunities to help resolve, to settle, to take care of, to repent, or whatever we need to do in order to get on with God's business. He gives us these opportunities. And that He is always very patient with us, very loving, very kind, and that, you know, He won't condemn us, but He tells us to hang in there and to make changes in our life. But it came a time about 1 year ago and where that I knew that I needed some help. I knew that I needed release from fear and from pride and, well, you can just name a whole number of things, and I had some of that need. And so I really didn't know a whole lot about Camp Lake Hamilton, but we had passed through here a couple of times and had knowledge of Glenn and Irma, so I called and made arrangements to come up here along with my wife, and that I was very wonderfully and graciously and sovereignly by the Spirit of God ministered to. And that, you know, no great big demonstration or any such thing as this. God just doing His sovereign work. And that, and that's what it was. And so, you know, I discovered I was not as much of a failure as I thought I was. Amen. And I discovered, too, is that I don't need to rely upon my pride. And I discovered, too, is that I don't need the accolades of men. Because if we seek the accolades of men long enough, what we're going to get is a condemnation of men. And both of them are very destructive. The accolades of men can be destructive. And the condemnation of men is equally as destructive. And so begin to discover in that real way is that the Lord made me who I am. And He placed a call upon my life. And He commissioned me to do certain things within the body of Christ. And He says, I have equipped you. I have ordained you. I have authorized you. I have given you permission. I have released you. And so it's the I am God that wants to be released into our lives. And we need to take whatever action we need to take in order to be about the business of the Father. If I do not take it, I miss out. If I'm not that willing vessel to change, then God cannot use me to the fullest measure that He wants to use me. Jesus Christ went to the cross not just to die and to save me from my sin, but Jesus Christ went to the cross and He died so that He could completely give Himself to the Father. Because if Jesus had not died, He could not have been resurrected. And if He would not have been resurrected, then we would not have the salvation of God that we are enjoying today. But the Spirit of God is saying to the church, He's saying to me, He's saying to you, He says that you must learn how to die to yourself. You must have your own personal crucifixion. Let go of your pride. Let go of your doubt. Let go of your fear. Let go of these things. And trust me, there's so much religion in the body of Christ is that we cannot really see the forest for the trees. And the Lord is coming and He's doing a new thing to us. I appreciate so much what God is doing in my life. Hallelujah. And as we were singing and worshiping and praising God, and Bill said, he said, we were singing and worshiping and praising God. And Bill said, he says that when the cloud moved, the the people were to move. And when the pillar of fire moved, the people were to move. If they did not move with the pillar of fire, if they did not move with the cloud, they got left behind.
Yes.
You know, there's a lot of us that have been left behind. And we don't fully know what God is going to say or how he's going to reveal himself. But I can assure you that where we are gathered together in the name of the Lord is that he is going to reveal himself to us.
Yes.
And we're going to hear what the Spirit of God is saying to the church.
Yes.
I can go to a conference and I will sit and I want to find out what, Lord, what are you doing? What is your plan? What is your purpose? What is your design? And, you know, pretty soon all we have to do is be still and know that he is God, and we begin to hear. Jack gets up and prophesies, we begin to hear. See? Brother Goodson says things. That's the way God is leading. That's the way God is directing. I felt in my heart I knew what the Lord wanted to share while I was here. And thank you, Lord, it's being confirmed that this is what he wants. And so now we aren't resting on easy street necessarily, but oh, how comfortable it is. Say, Lord, this is it exactly. And we can just get on with the program and don't have to worry about whether you're going to receive it real well or not. And, you know, all we're doing is being messengers of the Lord. You know. But he did give me, and that'll just be a few minutes, John 10:10. It's a scripture that most of us know. John 10:10 says, the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they might have life and might have it abundantly. See, Jesus recognized that the thief, the devil, is always ever present in this world. I cannot think him out of this world. I cannot command the devil to get out of this world. He's here. But Jesus tells us the purpose. He tells us what the job description of the enemy is. And in 10:10 says, the thief, the enemy, comes only to steal and kill and destroy. Now, as I was meditating upon that scripture, is that the enemy doesn't come and ask you what he can steal. He doesn't come and ask you if it's okay to kill you. He doesn't ask to see if it's okay to come and destroy your marriage or your family or any such thing as this. The enemy will never ask you anything. He'll just get in there and do it. He'll just take whatever authority he thinks he has and he will just plow right on in. He'll plow on into your life. He'll plow on into your family. He'll plow on into your finances. He'll plow on into your thought life. He will plow on into anything that he feels like he can make an inroad in, and he will not ask you for permission. He'll just simply do it. And I believe that here tonight is that the enemy has made inroads. He has plowed on into your life in various ways. But they can say, what you can say is doing a number on you. How many have ever had the enemy do a number on you? The Lord says, he says, I came that they might have life. And they might have it abundantly. But there is a difference here. We have to come to the Lord. We have to ask.
Amen.
Lord, come into my life. I have to give him permission to really come into my life. And then once we give him permission to come into our life, to give us that salvation, then Jesus begins to reveal himself to us as to who he is, and what he is, and what he is able to do, and what he will do in our lives. And then, when he speaks to us and tells us the life that he will give us, then we must have that willingness to receive what he wants to give us. He will give us many things, but many of us will not receive that which he wants to give. And so I believe that one of the purposes of this weekend conference here is for us to have that willingness to receive to ourselves those things that the Lord Jesus Christ desires that we receive.
and to receive it with a whole heart and with a glad heart, with the right spirit, and with joy and with gladness is to receive the life that he has for us. He is the giver, but we are the receivers. What do we want to receive? Hallelujah. He wants you to receive everything that he has to give you. Glory to God. And I am no longer afraid that if he wants to deliver me, I'll receive it.
Hallelujah.
Because when I receive whatever the Lord Jesus Christ has for me, is that then I will go on with the good things of God. For a number of years, my wife and I were very good evangelical Christians. We are out of the Presbyterian Church. You could not find better Presbyterians than us. My wife was almost born into the Presbyterian Church. And I was saved into the Presbyterian Church. And so if somebody asked me if I was a believer, I would say, oh, yes, I'm a Presbyterian. And I knew more about Presbyterianism than I did about Christianity. See, there are some that probably know more about your Nazarene or your Pentecostal or whatever background you may have. You know more about that than you do about Jesus. You've opened yourself up to knowing all these good things about the denomination that you're a part of or the group that you're part of. But what do we know of the Lord Jesus Christ? And I discovered that the Lord Jesus Christ is much greater than being a Presbyterian. Amen? Praise God. And I discovered one day, too, is that the Lord wanted to make a change in my life. I shared perhaps part of this one other time here, but it's still good for what I am leading on into, is that I had done so many good things for God, and I got no joy out of it. Oh, I did a lot of things for God. I was the president of the Gideons and put Bibles all over the country and, you know, overseas places and things like this. And you know, you get the accolades of men for being a president. But, you know, the joy of the Lord is our salvation. And I came to the Lord one time and I said, Lord, you are so far away from me that I don't even know if I want any more of this. It's so far away. You know, God didn't come rushing, oh, don't desert the ship. Oh, Larry, come on now. Here, I'll take care of you. He didn't come and cajole me or come and with a dream or revelation during the night or any such thing as this. Somehow or another, let me stew in my own juice for a while. And I stewed in my juice. But then one day, one day, God did something. I got baptized in the Holy Ghost. And the power of God's love came down upon me, and where I knew that I knew that I knew that God loved me, and I knew that I knew that I knew that Jesus Christ is Lord. And my life changed. My life changed so much from the infilling of the Holy Spirit. Because I was willing to receive that abundant life that the Lord Jesus Christ had for me. I had heard about the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I had heard about the full gospel businessmen. And whenever I heard about full gospel businessmen, I ran in the other direction because I heard that that bunch of guys spoke in tongues. And that was not really agreeable with my Presbyterian doctrine. I did not believe in divine healing. I really did not even believe in the devil. He said, boy, what a mess you were in. But listen, the Lord comes to change our lives. Hallelujah. And I was changed in the twinkling of an eye. My attitude changed. My spirit changed. My demeanor changed. My speech changed. My actions changed. Everything began to change in my life. I was no longer fearful of the charismatic move. I was no longer fearful of the full gospel businessmen. I was no longer fearful of the things of God because I received what Jesus Christ had to offer. What I want to share with you here tonight is that the Lord is going to be offering you much.
He is preparing a banquet table for you. And all we have to do is to receive what the Lord has offered. Lady with the gray hair, would you stand up a moment? And the Spirit of the Lord will say to you, my daughter, that there's a change that is coming into your life. You have been a woman that looked behind in a greater way than what you have looked ahead. Now, my daughter, I say to you that you will look ahead more than you have looked behind.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.